see. Oh, you were talking about the hay, the hay noodles.
Yeah.
The
they were put up in little stacks, and I think, if I remember correctly, they used to, after the hay was raked up and put in these little noodles, after so long it was left there to season.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would put them in the big hay stacks, the big stacks of hay for protection or shelter in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they would cover them with a heavy canvas or something like that.
Mm-hmm. About here.
Do you want this on the
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
I don't recall this fellow's name, but he was from Johannesburg, and he came in my office, or came in the office the day before the race. And he said, I've been in St. Louis, and I'm from Johannesburg, South Africa, and I represent the crown, the King of England.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm a very good friend of Mr. said, I've met him in England and all. We're very good friends. And I asked him his name. He said, I would love to go to the race tomorrow if I possibly could. Somebody sent him to me. I don't know why. Well, I know why, because I always kept on my desk for the race, I would keep any place from 50 to 100 tickets for my railroad man, see. I would reserve that many because they'd come in and tell me how many tickets. So they just naturally knew that I always had a lot of tickets, and they thought, well, maybe I could. But I didn't happen to have a ticket because I had given them to all these different railroad men who had ordered them maybe 6 months ahead, see.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I really don't have any tickets. But I said, just let me get busy here for a few minutes, see what I can find out. So I called Indianapolis, and the operator said, well, Mr. is busy, and he wouldn't be able to talk. I said, I don't care how busy Mr. is. I want to talk to him. And she said, well, who are you? And I said, well, I'm the traffic manager in Terre Haute. And I said, I have to talk to him. It's very personal, and I have to talk to him. She said, well, I'll see if I can get him on the line. Well, when she told him I was on the line, he answered. He says, Perry, what can I do for you? I said, Tony, I said, Colonel or Major so-and-so is here from Johannesburg, England, or Johannesburg, South Africa, and he wants to see the race tomorrow. And I don't have any tickets left. He says, you come over tomorrow, and I'll have two tickets left for you. So I entertained that call that day. However, Tony gave him time at noon and got to visit with him about 30, 45 minutes. But he understood it was a busy time, but he couldn't stay. Tony wanted him to stay on, but he couldn't because he was on his way back to Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
A very fine man, very interesting. And I always regretted that I was never able to go to Johannesburg. He wrote me a very nice letter after it was over, thanking me for the courtesies that I had shown him and all.
Yes.
Of course, a lot of the English expressions in it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And he invited me over to Johannesburg. He said he'd love to have me. He said if I, any time I could come over to get in touch with him.
Yes.
But things like that, every once in a while I would sort of help Tony out. And I've often felt that when a railroad president would come to town in his private car, why, I'd always get a notice about 2 weeks ahead, and they would always say, if it's convenient, I would like to have you bring Mr. Holman along. So I'd ask him, I've got an invitation for you. What is it? So I'm told, well, you go ahead. I won't have time to go.
Oh, yeah. So you say you've entertained a dozen of them.
Nine different railroad presidents.
Nine.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about?
Oh, yeah. Some of those private cars are beautiful. And the food, oh, brother. They'd say they were inviting you up for lunch. But I don't know where you'd call the lunch when they put a great big sirloin this big and that thick on a plate for you with all the trimmings and everything. It was more like a banquet dinner.
Yes.